Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Welcome, Cleaning Nation, to Flat Out Cleaning Awesomeness. You have been so amazing by sharing the show with basically the entire known cleaning universe, as well as subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. I can't tell you how helpful that is. If you haven't already, go to iTunes right now, subscribe, rate, and review, show us the love. That is what helps us know that we're on the right track and keeps it coming. And if you have left a review, I really want to personally thank you. If you haven't already joined the free Facebook group, do that right now. And just tag me in a comment that you've left a review so I can figure out something amazing to do for you as a loyal member of Cleaning Nation. On that note, today we are talking with Alonzo Oliver from We Clean You Getaway. The reason we've got him on is he actually had tagged me. Either way, he reached out on Facebook. He was showing me some love. I just felt so appreciative. Like, man, I want to get this guy on the show. He's just starting. We are recording this April 9th. He said he just started the 1st of April. He is in Orlando, Florida with WeCleanYouGetaway.com. Oh, that's one of the things I want to mention to you all is part of the reason I was talking to him. He's in Orlando. We just booked. For everyone out there listening, we've sold out our first event here in Phoenix. It went so much better. Just there's so much more demand than I thought. A lot of people were East Coast, even though we've got people flying out here from, I think Canada is the farthest people. We've got people from different countries coming to Phoenix. That one is done. Can't get in on it. June, we are having our event in Orlando. Alonzo will be there. You guys will have to come see and find out, but you can get all the details for that. If you'd like to join me live for 2.5 days of implementing the entire Clean Profit Method, we are going to do it together in Orlando. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. You can get all the details. Alonzo, what is going on in your world, my friend?
Yes. Hey, what's going on, Mike? Everything is okay, man. It's just, pleasure being here, you know?
And I got to tell you, kind of by way of being a coach and kind of some inside baseball of what that looks like and feels like that will help you all. Orlando. I was putting Alonzo and Orlando together. His last name's Oliver, so we got way too many like vowels in there for my simple mind to handle. But literally, he just reached out on the Facebook group. I think he either said something nice or whatever, and we got connected, and now he's getting free coaching. I just want to tell you all, it is so true when people say when the kind of student is ready, the teacher arrives, and that is so true. I obviously do my best to help everybody that I come in contact with, but I found that people that get massive transformational value are the ones that go above and beyond. They seek me out. They know they need help. What can I do? They're just on it. So I love that Alonzo. I'm going to do that all day because Alonzo,
Oliver, yeah.
And my brother's name is Olivier, so I keep wanting to call you Alonzo Olivier. I got like 42 things wrong in my head, buddy. But the fact that Alonzo just didn't wait for the world to pass him by. He's just starting. He found the fact that you're already looking for resources to help you, reach out to the host and said, dang it, I need some help, and we're getting him some help. So I just want to encourage you guys listening, don't be passive. If you need help, reach out and ask for some help. If you think I'm a knucklehead, there's lots of guys and gals out there that can help you. Find someone that's done what you want to do. Grab them by the neck. Buy them lunch. Do whatever they need to pay them money, whatever they need to help you save them the steps that got them where they want to go, that you want to go. So that's my first bit of free, unasked-for coaching. Be like your new friend, Alonzo. So that's it, Alonzo. What's going on in your world that I can actually help you with in your new venture, man? I love, love, love dealing with folks that are just getting started. That's maybe my favorite group of people because y'all haven't made any mistakes yet, hardly.
Yeah. Hardly no mistakes. Right now, I guess, the biggest thing, just starting off, my mind is everywhere. You know, I'm thinking of starting at this point A, point B, point C, C, D, A. I'm mixed up. So my question pretty much is, what three immediate things to concentrate on, you know, after you have your niche discovered, which way to go, which way should I go towards after that niche is discovered?
I love the guy that is asking the other guy that can't say his name or separate names from of cities from names from people. Hey, I'm jumbled up. Help me get clarity. I'm like, so you might be in the wrong spot, but I'll do my best, buddy. So first and foremost, and we overlook this because I don't want to beat up people that have questions that aren't effective, but it is so hard. You ask a good question, I can give you a good answer. If you ask the wrong question, it's hard to, you know, if you said, what color should my uniform be? That really inhibits me from giving you a lot of value, right? And I don't ever want to not help people with what they want help with, but you ask a good question, you can get a really an answer that'll bring you a tremendous amount of value. You ask a different question, like what color should my uniforms be? It's hard to get value. The question that you just asked is spectacular for two reasons. First, you said, what three things, right? If you said, what 17 things should I do? That's the problem you got. You're like, I already got 17 things. I need to narrow it down. And one's not enough, right? I'm a big fan of only working on one thing at one time. I think we go over that in module 1.3 of the Clean Profit Method. So don't work on three things at once, but you'll get this the longer you're in business. What'll happen is you can only work on something so far before you have to set it down, right? So if you're starting a website, you might have to get, you have to pick a guy, and that takes work. And then he wants copies, so you got to get him the copy, and then you got to wait. And there's kind of like these things where you work on it, and then you have to wait for either time to Facebook ads, right? You might start a Facebook ad. Well, you got to wait for a couple days for something to happen, good or bad, right? You can't just keep running more ads before you get data. So you want to have two or three things, and three actually for me is my perfect number. Two or three projects that you're working on, but within those, you only work on one at a time. Okay, so the goal is we're not going to have you do two things bouncing back and forth, but I'm going to give you the three things that you asked for. And that's why we have multiple, just so people don't go, hey, Mike always says only work at one thing at a time, but then he gave Alonzo three things to do. So the caveat is, Alonzo, we're only going to work on one thing at a time, but because there's stopping points in every project, we want to give you three things. So when there's a natural stopping point in one, you don't just go, well, I guess my business is done growing till these Facebook ads run for a couple of days, right? You've got a backup project and a backup project. You with me so far?
Yes, yes, clear.
All right, cool. So I'm going to be that guy with the jerk answer where you ask for three things and I give you one. The first and only thing, and I'm going to give you three sub things under it, and I'll give you a bonus just to make up for it. But really, when you are first starting, you have one job and one job only, and that is to get your first customer. Before you have a customer, you know, they I don't know if they do that anymore because I'm old and everything's credit card. But back in the day, maybe you go into a restaurant, they've got like a $20 bill or a $1 bill framed on the wall, and like, that was the first dollar that we made. I don't know. Do people do that anymore, Alonzo, or am I just like old man Campion spouting off again?
Pretty old, man.
Pretty old. Alonzo's like, I'm not going to pull any punches, man. You're nearly dead.
No.
Well, good. I'm glad you got on the podcast now, because who knows if I'll be around tomorrow, you know, with one foot in the grave and all. All right. So all that to say, the reason they do that is because they understand, or I feel, and it seems like that would indicate, you're not a business until you get your first customer, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't really start until, no, you really started once someone gave you money to perform a service, period. So getting your first customer is by far the most important thing. And I'm going to give you three things to work on, but they're all towards getting your customer. Is that fair to answer the question that you asked?
Yes, it's perfect.
Cool. And Alonzo knows this, even though he's brand new and doesn't know anything, he knows the first step is to pick a niche, right? So all of these other things I'm going to give you are going to have to do with your niche. So if you don't have a niche, don't do any of these, because they won't, you need, I'd have to go back to, well, I don't know, what's your niche? So Orlando, I'm killing you with the name, dude. Alonzo has done the right thing first, which is pick a niche. So tell me what that niche is, and then I've already got the three things that you're going to need. So the three things are the same, no matter what your niche is for Cleaning Nation, but how you do them, you'll need your niche to be able to do them. So who have you chosen to serve, Alonzo?
Oh, I targeted child care facilities.
Beautiful. Gosh dang it. So here's, again, another rookie move that Alonzo has just like skipped over, which is I'm going to do commercial, or I'm going to do commercial within 20 miles of my office. That is not a niche. That's 1,000 people with 1,000 different pains. Child care facilities, that is a freaking niche. They have one set of pain. Well, they might have two or three sets of pain, but they're all very similar, right? When I talk to Alonzo, his pain isn't cancer. And then I talk to some other owner of a cleaning company, and it's you know, not being able to play in the NBA. You guys all have the same pain, so it's easy to be able to look like a genius, because it's just the same three or four problems I kind of solve over and over again. Whereas when you pick different niches, if I'm like, well, I'm going to help you coal mining company, and then I'm going to help you guitar manufacturer, and I'm going to help you drywaller. No way. I'm smart, but I ain't that smart. So first of all, you're I can't emphasize enough, because I do a lot of one-on-one coaching. I help people that are just starting. And Alonzo, I know it doesn't feel this way, but just by having a defined niche like that, I am going to help owners of daycare facilities, I'm assuming, you know, in the Orlando area. Just doing that, you're like 50% ahead of most of the people I help. And the natural tendency is to go, no, I'm not, just because it doesn't feel that way. Like, it feels the same. You wouldn't know any different. But let me just tell you, from people that have wandered around niche to niche and never really done anything, you're so far ahead if you're just like, I'm going to get those. So that's the first thing. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. All right. So within getting those customers, I'm going to give you I'm just going to give them all three to you, and then we'll talk about them each. Bidding, getting your unique selling proposition, and finding where your customer is. So bidding, finding your USP, and finding where your customer is. So the bidding is probably the easiest, and I've got a show that I'll try and link to in the show notes page where I didn't even have a guest. I just did 30 minutes on exactly how to bid. Also, everyone that has the Clean Profit method, it's module 2.1. We go over all of bidding and billing, so you're always profitable. And then we give you the tracking tools that you got everything you need. So if you're in Clean Profit method, you go to growmycleaningcompany.com to get that. You're square. If not, just do the best you can with the free YouTube video, which is still pretty dang good on bidding. So that's the first thing. And again, bidding a childcare is going to be different than bidding a restaurant, which is going to be different than bidding a resident, which is going to be different than bidding a car wash, and I could go on and on. So I'm going to give you a short version of bidding because I don't want to get too much into that. We've done other podcasts that go deep into it. The short version is charge enough. Charge enough, charge enough, charge enough. Make sure your cost of goods sold is no more than half. So if it costs you, and again, you have to pay people, right? Don't do the old, oh, I'm new, I'm going to do it myself for free. Well, then your cost of goods sold is nothing, and you could do it for nothing and make nothing. Always assume that you're going to pay people even if you start doing the work yourself. So when you bid, the market in Orlando feels like about 11, 12 bucks an hour for cleaners. Figure you got to add 20% onto that for workers' comp and Social Security and all that good stuff. So you figure 14 bucks an hour. And again, maybe you're a little higher, a little lower, that's fine. But the point is, you're going to pay $14 an hour for work, whether you do the work or not. That's a huge thing. A lot of people get confused and be like, oh, I'm working, I'll just have a partner with me and I don't have to bid. That's all nuts. All hours worked, whether it's you or your sister or your friend or someone that's actually paid, doesn't matter. You have to bill them all like you're paying somebody. Any questions on that? Are we good so far?
No, we're good.
Okay. So once you figure out how much it's going to cost you to actually perform the service, at least double it, right? So if you're like, it's going to cost me $1,000 a month in labor, assuming I pay everybody, including myself, well, then you have to bid at least $2,000. So that's the short lesson on bidding. And don't get tempted to better to lose a winner than win a loser, right? It's better to bid 2,000 and have some knucklehead come in at 1,200 and get the job. Well, so what? You didn't better to lose that what you thought was a winner than win a loser, and you're stuck doing this thing for no money, right? Everything that you are going to need to build your business requires money, and you get the money from margin. And if you don't bid properly, no margin. So first and foremost, learn how to bid for your customer. Make sure the cost of goods sold is at least 50% if you're in childcare. Second, we need a unique selling proposition. Everybody has unique selling propositions by default, and it's price, right? If you don't have something special to talk about, you're going to go, I'll do it cheaper, right? You'll get stuck, and this kind of ties into that bidding. If you have a unique selling proposition, you don't need to be cheaper, right? If I was just like, I'm going to coach the world, I'll coach a baseball team, I'll coach Alonzo, I'll coach anyone that needs coaching, anything business, I'll just stand at the road, stand at the side of the road, here's another old guy reference, and just have a lemonade stand, like free business advice or business advice, $1 each. Without a niche, it's very hard, and price kind of gets to be, or I'm sorry, without a unique selling proposition, price tends to be the lowest common denominator. The way you find your unique selling proposition is you ask your customer, because the two things that you need, or your prospects, the two things that you need for unique selling proposition, there's only two. It has to be unique, right? So a lot of people are like, my unique selling proposition is I'm green. It's like, no, it's not. That's not unique. Half the people in your market say we're green, right? So that it's not unique. It has to be unique, and it has to be a value to your customer. Well, the best way to know if it's a value to your customer is to ask your customer what they value, right? And the cool thing is getting your first customer, a big strategy. We go over this, I believe, in module 3.1, as you're discovering your niche, you're going to be asking them a lot of questions, and you should already have some pain around your customer. That said, do you have any pain specific to the childcare industry? Have you talked to any of these folks yet?
No, I haven't. Currently waiting to get shirts and business cards. I was trying to just go in it fully correct. So I want to, you know, set those up with a proper shirt with the logo and things and have that discussion.
So glad that you said that. Love your attitude of wanting to do things right. I'm going to encourage you and Clean Nation, everyone listening. We're going to not do that. That's fine. I'm fine. I like shirts. I like business cards. I like that you're being professional. But so I'm with you with that. But you lost me when you said I'm going to wait until bullcrap. The first thing to do to get a customer is not get a business card or a website. And those are all great. Please don't hear me saying you shouldn't be doing those. Who cares? I'd walk into a daycare and go, hey, I'm Mike. I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm going to spend the next 5 years of my life or 3 years or however long you're comfortable committing to making the lives of owners of daycares better through taking all of the nonsense with cleaning their place off their plates. Would you just tell me if I'm even in there? Do you even have any pain around that? Do you even care? Like, should I just quit and go find a totally different group of customers? I would just start by asking that question. And if you get a lot of, oh my gosh, I'm ready to kill these people. You don't know, these kids are filthy and the parents complain and kids get sick and blah, 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 blah. You're in the right spot. If they go, no, I've had the same cleaning company for 12 years, never had a problem. Over and over, right? I'm not saying if you get one answer, you're in, or one answer, you're out. You need to do this 5 or 10 times. Or basically, if there's only a couple dozen in your area, you should talk to them all. It doesn't cost anything. So that's the first thing, right? Because again, what's going to be on the business card? Your unique selling proposition. What are you going to name your company? Do they want, first of all, if you're going to do daycare, I don't know that I'd be We Clean, You Get Away. I don't know that daycare's big pain is that someone else's cleans. I think they assume someone else is going to clean. I certainly don't think they associate someone else cleaning with them getting away. We make daycare's money.com might be better. Like, and again, I don't know. We make daycare's lives happier.com. So I would really encourage you talk to your customers first. And then on the shirt, how do you know what to put on the shirt? You're like, well, I'll put my name. How do you know what to name yourself? It all comes back to the niche. So it's really good that you've got a niche, but you're not leveraging it, right? We want to know, how do I know what to put on the business card, right? On the business card should be some strong call to action for owners of daycares. And I'm going to make something up and you'll have to go find out if this is true, but because I've got a kid in daycare and he's like sick all the dang time, right? So maybe if you could say, hey, we make sick kids out of daycares. That's a pretty strong USP, right? Now, again, you got to back that up and you have to have a system where you explain how you disinfect stuff. And guess what? It could be more expensive. You're like, hey, for us really to make sure that there's no sickness, we got to have a day porter in there. And that costs you, it gets expensive, right? That's why when you've got a USP in a niche, all of a sudden price doesn't matter because you're like, are you kidding me? You can remove sickness. And I'm totally just spitballing this, right? You're going to have to talk to your niche. But you could even say, we make daycares more money. I guarantee you, if you're a daycare owner, the next question isn't going to be interesting. It's going to be what? How? Right? Is that fair? I should have said that. I make owners of cleaning companies more money.com. Way better than Girl Make Cleaning Company. Come on, Alonzo. Where were you when I started this thing? So if you do that, well, how do you make me more money? Well, we found that they can charge a premium if they guarantee they've got a process in place to reduce sick kids by 30%. Oh, yeah. Our parents would go nuts for that. Not only that, we set up a marketing program for them to communicate that with the customers. We create all the brochures. We do an email campaign. We let all of your customers know for you that by choosing your daycare, they're going to be there's a plan in place that's going to reduce sickness by 60%. And you're going to have to figure out a way that you can back this up. I'm making it up. Obviously, you can't lie. You got to really put together a plan. But you can. It's very possible. So now, do you see how if I've got three bidders, I'm a daycare company, and one guy just stopped showing up or was a jerk, or for whatever reason, I'm dissatisfied. I got three bidders. One guy's $1,200 and he says, I'll clean your place 5 times a week for $1,200. The other guy's $1,400 says, yeah, me too. Here's some references. And the third guy says, I'm going to make you more money. Not only, of course, I'm going to clean your place, but we're going to decrease sickness in here, not only for the kids, but for the staff. How many times your staff call out sick? You're like, well, what am I going to do? Of course they're sick. There's nothing but sick kids running around here. If we decrease sickness by 23.5% across the board, and we're going to put a marketing campaign in to communicate to all of your prospective parents and your parents who are already paying that are thinking about leaving. Well, they can't leave now because they go down the road to the other guy. And well, crap, that guy doesn't have this. My kid's going to get sick. I can't leave. And you're $1,800. I guarantee you the daycare place will go, $1,800 it is. Done. How do I get in? So do you see how a USP can be absolutely a game changer, and it has to do with your bidding, right?
Yeah.
Last thing, this is going to be a little easier for you and give you a little more information than you need just for the rest of Cleaning Nation, okay? Because the better your niche is, the easier this is to do. The worse your niche is, the harder this is to do. Find out where your customer's at. For you, Alonzo, it's going to be so easy. I can't imagine within 30 miles, however far you're willing to travel, there's going to be more than 20, 30, 50, maybe daycares. And again, you'll have to decide if you're going to, like with Orlando, I'm guessing there's a lot of places where they have daycare, you know, because Orlando's got Disney World. So how many tens of thousands, or what am I kidding, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people a year come to Orlando with the express purpose of having a vacation for their kids. I know that the home we just rented in for the Clean Profit Live event in Orlando, they've got this huge place and there's a thing for kids and all that. I'm sure somebody's paid to clean that, right? And if you specialize, then all I do is keep kids not sick. And again, we're going to help you communicate with your people that your kids aren't going to be sick when they come here, and no one else is going to communicate with that. That's a huge strategic advantage. But you need to find out where your customer is. So easiest thing for you is just to pick up the phone book or do a Google search, because again, you don't need all the daycares worldwide. You just need them within 30 miles. So you should be able to have a specific list, right? Of here's all of them, right? Like with me, I don't have a list of all, you know, 143,000 owners of cleaning companies worldwide. It's a little harder. You can literally get an exhaustive list of all the daycares in your area. Fair?
Yes.
Okay. So for folks that can't do that, and then you ask them, where do you hang out? Where'd you find your cleaner, right? And if they say if all of them say referral, then you better get on a referral program. If they say, oh, I've got this professional daycare association that we all meet at monthly and we all talk, and that's where, then you dang well better join that association. If they say I went on Facebook, then that's where you go. If it's Instagram, if it's a parent, if whatever, that's how you find out where your customer is, right? Because once you know how to bid, now you can go out and give bids. And the way you give bids is to have unique selling propositions. So again, when everyone else is cheap, you can be expensive because you're going to provide something different. Then the last thing is, where do I go to find these people? For you, that's going to be very easy, Alonzo, because you pick such a good niche. But for other people, that's how you do it. You ask them where they go to solve that problem. And then you put your compelling message with a unique selling proposition in those places, right? If it's referrals, you make sure you find out who's referring and you put that message to those referrers. If it's an association, you buy a booth at that association. If it's on Facebook, then you do that. And that also answers the question, where do I spend my advertising money? I don't know. Where your customers look to solve their problem, that's where you spend it, right? My customers freaking love YouTube, so I got a YouTube channel, right? Does that mean everyone should have a YouTube channel? No. But everyone whose customers go to YouTube to solve their problem, which is a lot of you, yes, you should go to YouTube. All right. Gosh, we are so far over. I've been talking. All right, the bonus, I'm going to just cut it all off. Boxing your time. If you have the Clean Profit Method, just go over module 1.3. But the big thing is you have to take control of your time. That is the most important asset you have. We think it's money. We think it's this. We think it's that. It is by far your time. It's non-renewable. That is the second bonus you should do when you start a startup, is figure out how to control your time. All right. I've got to hit the lightning round because I am so excited to hear what you have. First question, lightning round. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received, my friend, personally or professionally?
Give you some research from my mother. Pretty much she said, don't let nobody bring the joy of your business down, no matter, you know, how distracting the situation could be. But I would take that.
I gotta tell you, man, I have been pretty wealthy and I've been pretty broke, and I would take not having so much money and having the joy of doing my business than being super wealthy and not having that joy or losing that joy. Having been in all the situations, joy, money, no joy, no money, there's four, right? Whatever they are, I'll take the two with the joy. Now, keep in mind, I'll take the money with the joy, no question. But if there's less money and more joy, I'll take that. So I think I'm just going to say it. Alonzo's mama is a smart woman and we should all listen to her. We'll have her on the next show and she'll be doing the coaching. All right, this nice. Is a fun one for new guys and gals. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business, even though you're just starting out?
I would say probably just being intimidated and procrastinating to start. Just need to get out there.
Yes, couldn't agree more. Yeah, just go out there. Nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. You don't need a business card. You don't need a website. You don't need T-shirts. You don't need nothing but someone to say, "Yeah, I'll give you money to do that." So many people I've talked to started with they had a friend or whatever that's like, man, my cleaning company sucks. And they're like, I'll clean. They're like, really? How much would you charge? This much? Done. No website, no nothing. And again, I'm not beating up on you or anybody else to have those things. They're good to have, but just don't be fooled that getting your office together or, and trust me, the reason I know how to, you're like, man, Mike, you're on this. Yeah, because I'm that same jerk. I've started so many business and futzed around with a name and a logo and all sorts of crap that was fun, right? I love doing it, but doesn't make any money. Only way to make money is to look someone else in the eyeballs, explain to them how you're going to make their life better in exchange for money and have them go, yes, my life will be better. And I want to exchange that money with you. That's really first and foremost. Okay. Great, man. You are on it, dude. Last question. What's one simple idea? It doesn't have to be big or scary or complex. Just something easy to implement that Cleaning Nation can do right now to make their lives or their business just a little bit better.
I would say just trust your judgment. You know, even if it's an error, you know, you learn from it and don't do that ever again, you know?
Yeah, there's that super famous quote I don't have up by Michael Jordan. He talks about, you know, how many shots he's missed and, you know, how many times he's been called on to hit the game-winning shot and how many times he's lost that game-winning shot. He was, you know, responsible. But so he didn't say, so I sucked and quit. Like, he went on to become the greatest, you know, arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. And don't even get me started with the whole LeBron Jordan thing. We'll get to another episode for crying out loud. Come on, Alonzo, give me a break. We're already over on time. All right. I'm going to give a shameless plug by saying the one idea I can give you personally to make your life or business better, go right now to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. We are literally in Orlando going to do more in 3 days than you likely have done in 3 years. For your cleaning business. We are going to implement the entire Clean Profit Method in 2.5 days together. As long as you can keep up, we're going to give you the opportunity. There's like 20 some deliverables that you are going to walk away having done after being there. Growmycleaningcompany.com/live. There's nothing to buy. You can just get the information there and then you've got to apply to get in. So would highly encourage you. That would be my, Alonzo's was much better. So do that first. But after you do that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Alonzo, thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting me butcher your name repeatedly without cursing at me like you should have. If you want to check out Alonzo's show notes page and everything we have to offer, it's all growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Nice.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.